In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of the blessed Coptic month of Abib. And the gospel of this day is about the miracle where the Lord raised Lazarus from the dead after 4 days. And we have many lessons to learn from this passage, but we will be focused on one of the verses that we heard it from Martha and Mariam. Both of them, when they met the Lord, they said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." And we see in this statement, or this verse, or this saying, something very common, that we all sometimes have some assumptions, that if the Lord is here, certain things should not happen. But of course, in their assumption, this was not realistic. And what they were thinking of was something actually, we don't know if this was right. For sure we know that this is not applied, that if the Lord is here, then the people should not physically die. Let us go and review what we should be expecting when the Lord is present. First of all, we are still subject to physical death, but He saves us from the spiritual one. If the Lord is among us, this doesn't mean that we do not die physically. But what made the difference? If the Lord is with us, what will happen is, instead of death being the end of the road, He will change it to become a bridge to another life. This is the great difference that we acquire when we have the Lord among us. We should not thinking as little children that when the Lord is with us, then we do not die, or He will spare us the physical death. He came and He took our flesh not to make us not to die physically, but actually to make death physically the beginning of a new life. This is how the mind of the believer should be set. He is to spare us, to save us from the spiritual one. He said to Martha, "And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." He is the only one, the only teacher ever who promised his followers that they are not going to die. Of course, he meant this on the spiritual sense. If the Lord is present, we still face tribulations, but He guides us through them safely. Another wrong assumption is, if the Lord is present, if we have God with us, then we should not face any tribulation. Things should go smoothly, and whenever we pray, then things change miraculously, and we don't face any difficulties. Again, this is also not the teaching of the Lord. He did not promise us so. He did not promise us health and wealth whenever we call upon His name. On the contrary, we find His faithful promise, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." We will still face tribulation. Yes, we are with Him and He is with us. We believe in Him. He is living with us every minute in our lives, but we will still face tribulations. Something that's not realistic when we expect it. Like Martha, when they said, "If you are here, my brother would not have died." Sometimes we say the same. "Lord, if you are here, if you are with us, if you listen to our prayers, we wouldn't have difficulty," and so on. So this is not what He promised us. We still face tribulation, but He will deliver us and guide us through them safely. Look at Daniel. When he prayed, then he was sentenced to death, to be cast to the lions. But we hear in the same chapter that no hurt was found in him because he believed in his God. No hurt. He was thrown to the lions, but he was not hurt. This is what we believe at. The three young men were thrown into the pit of fire. Yes, this is tribulation, but they were not burned with it. They did not die because of that. When the Lord is present, He might not make us wealthy, but He makes us content. Another wrong assumption is, when we believe in God, then we will become wealthy, we'll become rich. Everything will be fine. All of our financial problems, that most of the time we bring them upon ourselves will be straightened. Our debts will be paid off and everything will go in order that we will become rich. And we always think maybe how the children of God would be in need. But this is not also what the Lord promised us. St. Paul said about himself and the other apostles, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. They were poor people and have nothing, but on the same time, they were perceived as rich people. They were making others rich as well. How this happened? They were content. They did not need anything. The rich person is the person who need the less, not the one who possesses the more. This is again one of the expectations that are not right. When the Lord is present, He will not spare us temptations, but He will support our struggle and grant us victory. Another wrong expectation and assumption: when we become more close to God, we come and draw closer to the church, then we will not be tempted. And sometimes we come in the confession with frustration, saying, Abuna, I have been praying for years. I read the Bible every day, but meanwhile, I'm still tempted, and I cannot overcome my temptation. This means that maybe God is not with me, or I am going the wrong direction. But no, don't be so much troubled with this. He did not promise us that whenever He will be with us, or we will draw closer to Him, we will not be tempted at all. We will still face temptation, but He will support our struggle and grant us victory. There is a crown that's prepared for those people who are struggling to overcome the temptation. He will not leave us by ourselves. He will still make you to stand on your feet and not to lose hope. All of this is how He is supporting you in your temptation. Not that He will not make you feel at all that you are tempted, and this is not a realistic expectation. When the Lord is present, we will still have our differences, but He will transform them for our benefit. Another wrong assumption: if the Lord is among us, then there is no differences. I will be in total agreement with the people around me. If the Lord is in the house, then the husband and wife will never have any debate or argument. How they have argument and differences while they pray together, while God is in the house? Something also not realistic and not biblical. We will still have our differences, but God will make these differences to become something beneficial. Differences should enrich the group. We are so different because every one of us complete the other person. The same applied also on the way in our houses. We pray in order that God will be in our houses, not that we are not going to have any differences at all. This is not what we should be praying for, but in order that God will make use of the differences and make us at the end of the day to benefit from these differences. When the Lord is present, He will not stop the aging of the spouses, but He will keep their unity and love for each other. I think maybe what the people are paying the most now in our current age is they pay money for themselves to look younger, and they look maybe more they pay for fitness and all of this in order that they will spare themselves the aging. They don't want to feel like we are aged. And the woman might feel like, I might not be liked so much by my husband because I am old, or the husband might feel like I am not appealing to my wife because aging starts to put its marks on my face or my hair. But this should not be the case. The Lord is not going to spare us to be old. But meanwhile, if we are really with Him, if He is really present, then He will still keep the love and unity in the heart of the husband and wife. The more the time will go, the more they will be closer to each other. Familiarity is not going to make them to go away or separate them more and more, but on the contrary, actually, if God is present, this familiarity that is going to happen with time will add to their unity, will make them to draw closer to each other. We should not be wasting our effort in order that we will try to avoid this aging, or ask God for us to look more young. This is not a reasonable expectation. When the Lord is present, the world around us might not change, but He can for sure change us to be able to live and endure in it. Another wrong expectation is, when the Lord is present, then He is going to straighten things around us. The world will be set according to what we hope for. And we will assume that we pray that God will change my wife. I pray that God will change my boss at the work. I pray that things will be done so and so. But this is not actually a reasonable expectation. I should not be hoping for something like that. I should be praying that God will change me. I am the one who should be ready to deal with anything and with anybody with a sense of confidence that God is going to back me up in it. God is not going to change everyone around me to fit my circumstances. But if He is really present, if really I want Him to be in my life, He will be able to change me and I will see things differently. Our misery comes from how we perceive things, not from the difficulties around us. Because many people are facing much more difficult tribulations. The world around them is very hostile, but they're still keeping their peace. What is the difference? The difference is inside their hearts. In our confessions, sometimes we come complaining from that we fall because of the people. The people are doing this, that's why we fall. They are bothering us with this, that's why I hate them. The problem is not how the people are dealing with me. The problem is how I perceive them. It's all inside me. My fall and my weakness come from inside. If the Lord is present, truly, He will change me from within. Not He's going to change the world around me. So today, Martha had this unreasonable expectation. If you are here, if you had been here, Lord, my brother would not have died. Let us go and review what is the reasonable expectation. If the Lord is present, we are still subject to physical death, but He saves us from the spiritual one. We still face tribulations, but He guides us through them safely. He might not make us wealthy, but He makes us content. He will not spare us temptations, but He will support our struggle and grant us victory. We still have our differences, but He will transform them for our benefit. He will not stop the aging of the spouses, but He will keep their unity and love for each other. The world around us might not change, but He can change us to be able to live in it. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.